4-week average.
From the Dorothy, Minnesota area, on the fourth and final day of the Red River Farm Network's crop tour presented by Pioneer, I'm Kara Hart, and joining me we have Luke Fornes. Luke, thanks for taking time to show us around here at the crop today.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, making it all the way to Dorothy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really good to be in northwest Minnesota. Now, it's been a little bit rainy this year, and that's been had a little bit of an impact on the crops. Can you just speak to maybe the growing season and how things are panning out now here at the end of August?
We got into the field a little later than we would have liked. It was kind of mid-May for most. So a lot of the planting got stacked up. We're doing beans, wheat, corn, a lot of it all at the same time. Mm-hmm. We mudded a little bit in. We turned into a little bit of a dry season. We didn't have the rains to maybe cover up some of those sins for planting into some of those muddy conditions. Mm-hmm. And then the rain came, and we got some pretty heavy rainfall events. You know, we got some 5-inch events over 3 days, and then it seemed like a few weeks later you'd pick up another 2-3 inches. So any low spots, they had some drown out issues and whatnot, but everywhere else crops are really looking good. They've come a long ways in the last month, so heat's been good. And so.
Is there anything else farmers need to be keeping in mind for weed management for next year? And I think about managing prevent plant acres. There's a lot of prevent plant challenges in this area, too. And I think a weed management being important in those as well.
For sure, for sure. I think, you know, with the whole dicamba thing up in the air, not knowing if we're going to get a label on that for next year, looking at, you know, what products and what varieties work best, you know, on the ground first, you know, and what fields you have, and then kind of trying to figure out, you know, you got to know your own field and know what kind of weed pressure you've had, and is a pre something that you need to be looking at combined with the Enlist technology, or you know, things like that. I think that's going to become more and more important as we go forward here. But the corn that's out there, it looks very good, so we're happy with what we're seeing out there in the corn. I just pulled some 83 day stuff here a couple days ago, just checking some cobs, and starting to see about 20-30% dent on that stuff. So looking good this year.
Well, Luke, it's been wonderful to have you with us. I'm Kara Hart along with Luke Fornes here in the Dorothy, Minnesota area. This is the Red River Farm Network's crop tour presented by Pioneer.
Jensen Seed Owner.